Homeowners, how would you like to receive a $1,500 tax credit and save up to $465 a year on high energy bills?
Pella Windows wants to show you how for free.
It's time to replace those drafty, sticky, outdated windows.
Pella Windows makes window and door replacement easy every step of the way.
You'll enjoy informative, no-pressure shopping, free expert advice, and a free in-home consultation. Plus, we handle everything for you.
Save money on your utility bills. Make your home look beautiful. And get a $1,500 tax credit at the same time.
Call for a free, no-pressure, in-home consultation with a Pella Window expert.
Ask about the limited-time $100 off season special and 0% financing when you call. Call 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931. Experience the Pella difference for yourself. Call for your free consultation now. 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931.
Back in 1948, Hot Rod Magazine hit the newsstands. And now, more than 50 years later, Hot Rod Magazine Live. Brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. With your host, Dennis Pitsenbarger.
All right, welcome into the program. I am Dennis Pitsenbarger. I have a very strange thing going on in my brain today. I am channeling Kiss for some reason. I just found out... My 40th birthday. We've got a packed show, by the way. Don't fret. I am going to talk about cars today, but I tell you what, I am channeling Kiss for some reason. Gene Simmons is, well, he's actually got his hand in my back pocket taking my wallet out right now. But I tell you what, I just found out on my 40th birthday, Kiss is going to be playing at Fontana Speedway for my 40th birthday. I don't know what to do. I think I'm actually going to have to go there. Hey, welcome to Hot Rod Magazine Live. We've got a packed show today. We're going to start off the program with Roger from ClassicCars.com. Talk about some of the new stuff going on in buying your car online. It is the brand new issue. I'm looking at it right now. I've got it in my grubby little hands. I'm looking at it on my computer screen as well. It is Hot Rod. And Where Are They Now is on the cover. We're going to be talking to a few guys from Hot Rod. But first, we're going to talk to Roger from ClassicCars.com. And then we're going to have the man, Antron Brown, Top Fuel dragster driver. He is going to be checking out what's going on in the program. He qualified one yesterday. I knew they're going to be doing some more qualifying today, but those guys from Don Schumacher Racing are going to be joining us. And then, of course, after that, my good friend Bill Kim from NASCAR.com. Now, for those of you that happen to have watched the Nationwide race last week, there was a little bit of an incident. One guy pushed one guy. Another guy pushed another guy into the wall. That was Carl and, of course, Brad Keselowski. We're going to talk about that. I think there's going to be some upset verbiage between me and my good friend Bill Kim. But on the second hour, we're also going to have Mike Finnegan from Hot Rod, one of the editors and writers over there, to talk about what's going on with the Corvette hack story and why Hot Rod is now getting threats of pipe bombs at the office for cutting up a 1985 Corvette. I mean, I can go buy one for $1,500 from the junkyard. Guys, it's a Corvette. It's no big deal. Then later in the program, we're also going to have Jim from Mopar. It's all Hot Rod Magazine Live. Now, listen, if you want to, it's 1-800-878-7529 play, or you can email me. It's Dennis@HotRodMagazineLive.com. Again, coming up in the program in just a second, Roger from ClassicCars.com and back in studio from his Manatee vacation, Moobs. How you doing today, Moobs? Pretty good. I guess you got to turn that mic. Let me turn the microphone. Moobs, it's all there. Hey, he's there. Hey, and listen, on the other side of the break, it's Roger from ClassicCars.com. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this.
Check us out on the web at HotRod.com.
It's some brand of gasoline you've never really heard of. But surely it's as good as anything else. And it's cheap. Heaven knows what's in it or what havoc it might wreak on your engine. But hey, did I mention it was cheap? Like that matters. You'd never put inferior gasoline into your high-performance car. But keep this in mind. If you're not riding on the proper tires, it may not really matter what you put in your tank. Because for drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Recent changes in environmental laws have removed an ingredient in your car's motor oil called ZDDP. Restore the protection of ZDDP with Justice Brothers Engine Treatment, an environmentally safe alternative to ZDDP, and it restores the extra protection your engine needs. Remember, Justice Brothers Engine Treatment, protecting your car's engine and your investment for the long haul. Find out more at justicebrothers.com.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, dying for a nap. So what do? Run for the coffee? Grab a soda? But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. Instead of sleepy and groggy, you could be bright and alert without the jitters. 5-hour energy is packed with B vitamins, amino acids, and as much caffeine as a cup of the leading premium coffee. It has zero sugar, zero herbal stimulants, and only 4 calories. The 2-ounce shot takes seconds to drink, and in minutes, you're feeling like your old self again. And that feeling lasts for hours. So replace all those afternoon coffees and sodas with 1 5-hour energy. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
When you want performance, there's just one name you need to know, Edelbrock. For 66 years, Edelbrock has built dyno-proven parts that deliver maximum bolt-on power, including carbs, electronic fuel injection, intake manifolds, heads, turbo kits, exhaust, nitrous systems, complete crate engines, and our patented IAS shocks. There's also Edelbrock motorcycle hardware. Visit Edelbrock.com or call 1-800-FUN-TEAM to get your Edelbrock performance catalog. Edelbrock, when we say proven performance, we mean it.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. 3 deuces and a 4-speed.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
All right, welcome back to the program. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. I am Dennis Pitsenbarger. Coming up in just a second, we're going to talk to Roger from ClassicCars.com. And if you'd like to, make sure and check us out on the web. You can check me out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the little social networking. But one of the things that's definitely changed in the last few years is how you buy a car, how you search for a car. And we've got one of the guys that has come up with a website that's definitely dedicated to everything that is Hot Rod. It's Roger from ClassicCars.com. How you doing, Roger?
Very good, thanks, Dennis. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I now, like I said, so many things have changed in the world of buying a car. You know, there's a competitor of yours that's been around for a million years, and I remember when I keep those around as kind of a keepsake, a memento of times gone by when you could still buy a 67 Camaro for $3,200 and it had an original big block 4-speed in it. But so many people these days have seen a change in the way you buy a car and the way that you can, I guess, look for a car. Give us an idea of how you came up with ClassicCars.com and where this all kind of started for you.
Well, actually, it's a funny story. It's similar to what you just mentioned. My first car was a 1969 Camaro, and by the way, it was $2,850. So now we have them online for anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 plus, so it's come a long way. But we started the company in 2007. You're absolutely right. We're strictly online. And one of the nice things that's changed, of course, is just the way people can search nationally for these cars. Unlike, you know, new cars or late model cars, people are looking for places within a mile or two or three or four from their homes. When it comes to a specific car that they're looking for, though, they'll cast their net a lot wider. So as a result, wanted to create a place where people could come in and find a car wherever it was in the country, and we have a real powerful search engine that allows people to find cars based on year, make, model, location, you name it, categories. We can help them do it.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've also tapped into a little bit of the community side of it. You know, as a person who uses Facebook and Twitter and a lot of these social items, I mean, I have my cool little iPhone that I'm always playing around with, and it's got all the apps on it. And, you know, the social networking also is part of your website. How do you think that ties in with today's car buyer?
You know, I think it does. One of the interesting things, Dennis, is that we did a little poll, and about just a little under 20% are under 40 years of age. Now, this is classic cars we're talking about, you know, so that's a pretty exciting number for us. We do have a presence on Facebook. In fact, we have just about 5,000 folks up there now. We just started not too long ago. And we also use Twitter. And we get great response from it. Folks are, you know, one thing about this that makes it so special for all of us, this is a passion. And so as a result, folks are just really into it. They like to talk about it. They love to go to car shows. It's more than just a car. It's really a lifestyle.
Yeah, and lifestyle, well, that goes along with the word hot rod. I mean, you know, being lucky enough to be one of the part of the representation of Hot Rod Magazine itself is when you look at that exact word, the lifestyle. You know, people, once you're into a certain car, you kind of, you dive into it. If you're a Mustang person, you have a Mustang chair and a Mustang plaque and a Mustang ring and all these things. And you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we see that throughout the site. You're absolutely right. Once someone is a Mustang person, they tend to, well, they want to read about it. They want to go see more. They want to learn more. They want to see pictures. They want to communicate with other folks that are into the same thing. And so as a result, the community aspect of online is extremely important.
Yeah, and I went onto your website. I signed myself up. It takes about 2 seconds to do it. It's pretty easy. I was going to joke with you and say, why'd you ask for my Social Security number? No, you didn't ask for my Social Security number. I was just kidding. But I signed up. You know, I put my little logo on there. I'm HR for Hot Rod Dennis, and I put it up there. But, you know, what I also thought was really interesting is you'd go into a little bit of the stuff that goes with restoration, and there's a couple blogs and engine tips and tech tips. Talk about a couple of the other things people can find on classiccars.com.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, I think, you know, we were talking about this a little bit ago, because it is a lifestyle, folks are, once they buy the car, that's the beginning of the journey. You know, they have to fix it, restore it, they want to show it. So as a result, we put in a section called the Resource Guide to help folks do that. You know, first off, when you first buy a car, you know, getting the money for it, having it transported to your home, having it inspected, all these sort of, and then, of course, finding a legitimate and a good restoration shop, you know, to help you put it together. And those are all very, very important things that we want to help our clients with.
Well, I also felt, you know what I also thought was really interesting, and a lot of people, I've heard of the Panther story before, and I was looking on your website, and, you know, I think that's part of it is learning. And I joke a lot about calling it the School of Hot Rod. I am just approaching my 40th birthday. I was talking about it in the beginning of the show about I'm reliving a lot of my rock and roll youth by wanting to go see Kiss at Fontana Speedway on my 40th birthday this year in September. But getting to what I was going to talk about was there's also some great history, some great stories. Talk about some of the articles you have posted on your website.
Well, we have stories. You know, one of the things that we do is we promote a lot of the auctions. And as a result, over the years, we've had some great cars up for auction that we've written about or had stories about on the site. Great barn finds, for an example. You know, somebody looking through a barn in you know, some faraway place, and boom, here they go. They find a rare car. Those kinds of stories, I think, really resonate. Other stories that we have that really sort of hit the mark, too, is when people have done some work with their dads, you know, fixing up their cars, and you know, that's how they got introduced to this whole thing, and they want to carry it on with their family as well. So it really runs the gamut of the human emotion, just all through it. It's really quite entertaining, I think.
What do you think is probably the weirdest, or I don't want to say weirdest, because for me to call a car weird is not fair, because one person's gem is another person's, you know, pile in the yard. What is the strangest or the most out of the ordinary automobile you've ever seen listed on your site?
Well, now here's a good one right now. You know, we've had a bunch of celebrity cars, you know, things like the Batmobile. There's probably about 100 of them out there, mind you. But at any rate, the Beverly Hills car, a whole bunch of others like that. But right now, on the site, we have an 1886 Mercedes-Benz wagon Now, the interesting thing about this, it's going to be auctioned off, and it has less than one horsepower. So we've come a long way. This thing is a great little car to look at. And I think for a lot of folks, just the concept, just the idea of being able to see some of these cars, you know, they're not just historical. I honestly believe they're also art. And when people get into it and start looking at them, I think it helps fuel their passion even more.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's passion. I mean, I think that like I said, going back to the previous part of this conversation is, you know, when people get kind of entrenched in a certain automobile, you know, I mean, myself, I bounce all over the place. I mean, I can go from long roof wagon, you know, to wanting a Trailblazer SS with a twin turbocharger set up on it, to all of a sudden I get a wild hair and I rode my Harley 460 miles to come to the studio today. Why? I don't know. Because I wanted to. I get these wild, crazy hairs. But I think, again, I go back to that entrenched thing. You know, Al Moobs, we call him Al Moobs. He's my in-studio guy with me. He's got a brand new Mustang. And, you know, all of a sudden he's, you know, that's why I brought up the Mustang thing is, you know, it comes with that entrenching of what people love. What do you think is the like you said, I asked you what the most, I guess, out of the ordinary car is. What do you think the most out of the ordinary strain of maybe conversation on the blogs, or what's the strangest thing you think you've seen on the site so far other than cars?
I'm sorry, Dennis, you just it's really hard to hear that last part of the question. Could you just repeat that, please?
Oh, no. I'm saying we talked about the strangest part of the car is, you know, probably, you know, finding it in, you know what, unfortunately, Roger, we're going to have you back on the program another time, because now I'm getting my guy in my headphones telling me I got 30 seconds left. So if people want more information about how to find stuff on your website, how to talk to you, tell us once again how to contact you, what the website is, and if they want to go there real quick.
Terrific. The website is classiccars.com. On the internet, our telephone number is 480-285-1600. We welcome calls in with ideas and how we can be better and things that we can do. That's the way to get a hold of us.
That's the way to do it. I already signed up. I've got my account. Go check it out. It's classiccars.com. Thank you, Roger, for coming on the program. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate the call.
All right, now, coming up next, it could be one of two things. Could be Antron Brown from the Top Fuel Dragster Driver from Dom Schumacher Racing. Could be Bill Kim. We'll find out on the other side of the break. If you'd like to, you can check it out. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live, and you can email me there. It's Dennis at hotrodmagazinelive.com, or you can call us. It's 1-800-878-7529, and we'll be back after this.
Check us out on the web at hotrod.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197. 5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected. But you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
Welcome back to the program. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We just got done talking to Roger from ClassicCars.com. And if you are a NASCAR fan, there was a little incident, a little bump and run, you might call it, that turned into a mega pileup, and it has been the topic of many people for the last few days. But there is no better person to talk about this than Bill Kim from NASCAR.com. Are you there, my friend?
I am. What's up, Jeff?
Okay, now, listen, I don't know if we're going to arm wrestle or if we're going to punch each other in the face today, because I tell you what, I knew when we had our conversation off air, you're already the guy who thinks Carl's right, but maybe we should just take a break. Let's not dive into that right out of the gate. Let's talk really quickly about our good friend getting back into the winner's circle last night.
Yeah, Truck Series race last night was good, and Ron Hornaday... finally getting this monkey off his back. Yeah, you know, a lot of people wish they could be Ron Hornaday complaining about a 22-race winless skid. But, you know, that's what it is. Ron Hornaday is one of the best, if not the best, truck driver ever since, you know, this series was created in 1995. And he's gone 22 races, the third longest streak in his career without a win, and he finally... He got that, in the rear view and just dominated last night at ORP. Just a fantastic win for him. Only two leaders the entire night, Timothy Peters and Ron Hornaday. And Ron Hornaday led, I think it was 129 laps of the 200 run. And just an important win for him. And if I'm Todd Bodine, if I'm the Onion, I'm looking out for Ron Hornaday in that number 33, because he could be coming. And he's 211 back right now. There's a lot of points to make up. And Bodine's got the largest lead in Truck Series history with 13 to go. But if anybody can catch him, Ron Hornaday can.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, to count him out is a waste of your time, I believe.
He's too good.
Now, okay, let's get down to it. I made it a whole 3 minutes or whatever it was we just said. Carl versus Brad. Now, I have a feeling that you've got plenty to say, because I've got plenty to say. I personally will throw the first salvo out there. I thought that was dirty driving. I'm sorry. The bump and run in one was clean, and it pushed him out of his way. And, you know, I've done a few spin arounds on a dirt track where somebody got the best of me, but that was inappropriate. What say you, Mr. Kim?
I don't say inappropriate only because we're running to the checkered flag. And to me, it kind of all rules are off when you're coming out of turn four, aren't they? I mean, you're going for a win. And now, granted, you know, he didn't need to spin him to the outside and the inside wall, but I don't think that was Edwards' intentions. I don't think he was even trying to put him in the wall. I think that Edwards went into turn four saying, I'm going to tap him the way he tapped me. And Keselowski didn't save it the way Edwards did. So Do I think what he did was right? No. If it's lap 3, if it's lap 30, 90, 120, no. But when you're 500 feet from the checkered flag and you're going for the victory, I think absolutely that's okay.
Wow. We just found a giant stake was shoved in our relationship, Bill. I'm going to have to let, no, I won't let you. No, I'm sorry. I wonder what the audience feels like. You know, if you'd like to, you know, we'll call up, we'll take some callers maybe the next break too. It's 1-800-878-7529. I've got Bill Kim from NASCAR.com on the horn with me.
Let me ask you this, Dennis.
Okay. Okay.
Round one of Edwards Keselowski. Edwards is 150 something laps down. Keselowski is in the top 10. Edwards sends Keselowski into the catch fence or whatever to get some airborne at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Almost kills him.
He gets a 3-race probation. That's it. No fine, no points docked, just a 3-race probation. Don't you think that one is worse than a guy running first and second? And he gets together and pushes him out of the way for the win. He loses 60 points and gets docked $25,000.
Okay, that is different.
Isn't the Atlanta one worse when you're 150 laps down and you're going to finish 34th or whatever he finished that night, and he purposely took out a top 10 car compared to running for the win?
You know what? You're right. I agree with you. But that's not the...
The interview's over. We're good.
Oh, listen. No. Hold on. I think what was wrong with that was when he did it in Atlanta, he said, you know, that was not the first time those guys rubbed fenders. And, you know, it was blatant, and it's not either Carl or Brad's fault. That was NASCAR's fault. NASCAR is who dropped the ball on that one. Or, in my opinion, and it is my humble opinion, and I'm one person, that they handled that incorrectly. I think that Brad, you know, in turn two or coming out of two, there was a way that he pushed Carl out of the way. There was a way that pushed him out of the way to take the position. My very beautiful, but yet, you know, into me because I'm a car guy, but not even a car person wife. Here's a young lady who was, I was making her watch the race. You know, she knows she's stuck watching the race, and she even looks at the race and goes, that wasn't cool. You know, I understand racing to the flag. I do. I'll give you that. But I got to say that I don't think that that was quite racing to the flag, get out of my way. I think that was a blatant spin. And I think NASCAR is to blame for handling these things, I think, in the complete opposite of the way that they should have been handled.
Yeah, I think that the inconsistency on NASCAR's part is what's leading to this. And to be fair to NASCAR, this is the first year that they've said, have at it, boys. And I'm so tired of hearing that saying because it's being thrown around way too much. But,
well, because it's not true.
It's not. To a certain extent, it's not. But at the same time, you know, that we would have seen a ton of penalties this year if it wasn't for Robin Pemberton and Jim Hunter at the beginning of the season saying, we're washing our hands of it. You guys figure it out yourself. Because there has been a lot of on-track altercations this year, I think more so than in years past. So I think NASCAR has gotten what they want out of it because we're talking about it. Not only are we talking about it, you know, other news outlets are talking about NASCAR, which just doesn't happen. So the feuding and stuff is good for the sport, but you got to be consistent with penalties. And my big hang up is, why are you docking a second place driver 60 points who was going for the win? But then when the same driver is 150 laps down and he takes out a top 10 car, there's no points, there's no year probation, it's just 3 races. I mean, the inconsistencies are what I think drive the competitors and us in the media wild because we don't know what to expect. The drivers definitely don't know what to expect. And I don't know, I think that they could fix a lot of issues if they're either going to say, all right, you guys take care of it yourself, or we're going to have to take care of it. But there's this huge gray area right now, and that's what everybody's trying to figure out.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous, you know, and I think that, you know, I mean, it also comes down to the, you know, everybody, you know, I saw it online. I saw it on NASCAR.com's chat blog, you know, people talking about, you know, Carl and Brad need to go behind the garage. I mean, that's not very fair. I mean, Brad, you know, here's this young, skinny kid, and Carl's my size. He's 6'2 or whatever and 235. I mean, we talked about it earlier this week when we knew this would be a fun interview to do between the two of us is, you know, I think that it's good that NASCAR is getting sort of back to, I don't want to say their roots, but I think that they're getting back to where they're letting the personalities come back out in the sport rather than these nameless, faceless, cookie-cutter cars. Maybe you agree with me on that.
And you're absolutely right, and that's good. That's very good for this sport because this sport right now is on the verge of becoming boring. We've got a champion who's now won 4 years in a row. The same old guys are winning the same old races. There's not a lot of parity in NASCAR right now. It's getting to the point of boring. I don't want to say it's boring yet because you and I, we both love it, and we will for some time. But, you know, ratings are down, attendance is down, and there's a reason for that. It's not just the bad economy. There's a lot of factors that play into it, and that's one of them. And you hear fans complain about this all the time, is that this isn't my dad's NASCAR. This isn't how I was raised on NASCAR. This is a completely different sport. I think some of the changes that Brian Francis made have been good. I think some of them are bad. And all of that kind of all comes in together. But the fact that we're still talking about this a week later, and not only us, but a lot of other people in the outside world, is a good thing for NASCAR in the long run.
It is, it is. Well, you know what? Once again, we ran out of time. It's ORP, it's Indy, it's NASCAR.com. Bill Kim, as always, buddy, you are the man. I hope to talk to you soon. And there's one place for NASCAR news. Where is it?
NASCAR.com. Dennis, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Brickyard.
All right, you too. Hey, listen, we're going to get out on the other side. Antoine Brown, Top Fuel Dragster driver. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this.
Check us out on the web at hotrod.com.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
It's some brand of gasoline you've never really heard of. But surely it's as good as anything else. And it's cheap. Heaven knows what's in it, or what havoc it might wreak on your engine. But hey, did I mention it was cheap? Like that matters. You'd never put inferior gasoline into your high-performance car. But keep this in mind. If you're not riding on the proper tires, it may not really matter what you put in your tank. Because for drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
Do you think a career in the sports industry would be your dream job, but you're not sure how to break in? From prospective students looking to earn a degree in the field, to entry-level positions, to seasoned top-level executives in the industry, NextStepAthletics.com has all you will ever need to be successful. Whether you're a high school student looking for a university that offers a sports management curriculum, or maybe a college student looking for that great summer internship opportunity, we're the place to go. You see, Next Step Athletics is the only all-in-one resource for the sports industry. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. We're hosting the only one-stop shop for all levels of sports professionals, from sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and much, much more. We have it all at NextStepAthletics.com. You see, the only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step, and that's with NextStepAthletics.com.
Have you noticed how quickly headlight lens covers deteriorate? They scratch, they yellow, and they're expensive to replace. Now they're easy to repair with Meguiar's one-step headlight restoration kit. Simply apply Meguiar's plastics with our buffing pad that attaches to any drill. It's like magic. Keep your headlight lens covers clear all the time, as well as your convertible rear windows, boat windows, and helmet face shields with Meguiar's one-step headlight restoration kit. It's the clear choice.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Here's Dennis Pitzenbarger.
All right, welcome back to the program. It's Dennis Pitzenbarger. That's right, the big voice guy called me out. Hey, listen, it is Hot Rod Magazine Live. If you'd like to, it's 1-800-878-7529. And we get to talk to some great people on the program, but he is already ready to talk. It's Antron Brown. How you doing today, sir?
Doing great.
You guys are in Denver. We are getting ready for the countdown to one. The last time I checked NHRA.com, you were in the qualifying one spot. Give us a little snapshot of what's going on over there today.
Well, today the cloud cover just rolled in. We got one more qualifying session to go, and we're holding the number one, but I think this round here is when everybody's going to step up, and we're planning to go out here and step up also. So I think the track condition is going to be right perfect for us. So we'll go out here and give it all we got, and see where we end up at, man. This is a big race for us, and we're just the defending champs from last year. We just want to go out here and try to break through that barrier. Been through six finals this year. We just want to get that first win.
Well, hopefully we could, yeah, because, I mean, you qualified really well at Sonoma last week, and unfortunately, a little problem in the first round. We'll just let that go by and not talk about it. You know, you are at the Mile High Mopar Nationals. You know, a lot of people don't realize just how incredibly powerful and what it is to be behind the wheel of one of these cars. Now, it didn't just start. They didn't just pop you in one of these cars. It started. There's a story behind this. Give us a little history of where you came from, my friend.
Well, you know, I started out racing, actually motocross when I was a young kid, and grew up in Chesterfield, New Jersey, and my dad and uncle, they were weekend warriors, sportsman drag racers before I was born, so kind of was born into it, and worked hard Monday through Friday, and we raced hard on Saturday and Sunday, so it was a lot of fun growing up that way, and we had a lot of fun doing it, and I learned a lot, and it pretty much just went from there, and I got a job on a race team, worked on a race team. Then I ended up testing the motorcycle. I ended up racing a pro side bike back in 98. And I raced bikes until like 2000 to 2007. And then I got a test session on a Top Fuel car for Mack O'Toole's with David Powers Racing. And then I got the job. And that's when my Top Fuel career began. And I've been racing Top Fuel now for 3 years. And it's just been a dream come true. I mean, it's something I dreamed about when I was like 10 years old. And I pinch myself in the mirror every morning and say, man, is this really happening? And I've been blessed to be on a great race team, and we have a lot of success just in a short three. Like, this is my third year. I'm on my third year now, and in 2 years I've been racing. We've been having a lot of success, and we almost won the championship last year. It came up a little bit short, and we're trying not to come up short this year.
Now, you guys are already – now, you're already pre-qualified. You've already made yourself into the run for the run for the one, right?
Oh, without a doubt. We sealed that up in Seattle like we did last year. And we came in at the number four spot, and we're just keeping our head down and buckled down, just giving everything we got. I mean, we have a lot of stiff and tough competition this year, and there's six strong teams, but we're just going to go out there and give it all we got.
I think a lot of people might be interested. You know, they see it on TV. We watch the coverage. Kind of tell the story of what it's like from the time you strap into the car till you go down the track. What preparations in your mind do you go through?
Man, well, the thing about it is you actually just got to break it down, take it one step at a time, and not get too amped up, because our sport is definitely a reaction sport. It's not something that you think about doing, because if you think about doing it, it's too late, and you're up in the wall, you crash, or you did something that you weren't supposed to do. So you have to go out there with that kind of mindset of just stepping back, being focused, and just concentrating on each and every deal that you're doing at that time. Don't think about the whole run. Think about where you're at that point. You know what I mean? And react to it. And once you react to it and you do things by step, the run's over, and then usually you have a successful pass, and you did everything to the best of your ability where you get that car go down there in 3.8 seconds. So if you can do that, then you could actually win 324 miles an hour in 1,000 feet. So it's pretty spectacular.
Okay. It's amazing. It is amazing. I was talking to a couple other drivers that are at the top fuel level, and I don't know. I can't remember if you participated in the four wide event. And I was kind of curious at what some of the guys. I don't know if you were a part of that, but even if you weren't, what did you think of that?
Oh man! I was a part of it. I mean, I did the exhibition, and then we raced there in Charlotte, and I made it to the final. I got third place out of four people in the final, so it was a great deal. It was a lot of fun to go out there and do that, and it brought a lot more attention to our sport, and we had a lot of new fans that we generated from it that came to our sport with all that excitement. Trust me, it was a lot to watch, and it was a lot going on, and safety was definitely an issue. And NHRA and Bruton Smith, they handled that very well with all the safety that we have. It was incredible. And our Mack O'Toole Taylor Dragster did one heck of a job out there, and I had a blast doing it. And I can't wait to do it next year in April again.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't know you were there, but I was so enamored by watching that. It kind of blew my mind because it kind of brought it down to this. It brought it to a different level. Okay, it was definitely a special. And Bruton Smith, I mean, that guy, if he wants it done, he'll get it done. And that's kind of the way he is.
Without a doubt. I mean, that track in Charlotte with Bruton, I mean, he's definitely a pioneer in our sport when it comes to racetracks. From Infineon to Charlotte to Bristol, I mean, those racetracks are by far, like, the best racetracks we have on our circuit for sure, and it's definitely a lot of fun going and racing. And when you go on a four wide racetrack and you calculate it up, you have 32,000 horsepower racing all at the same time. That's pretty incredible, and it was definitely a spectacle to see. If you ever been in a drag race, that's one you definitely want to go see.
Yeah, it is definitely something cool. You're talking about that much horsepower. It's amazing. We were just talking to Bill Kim from NASCAR, and it's pretty amazing that, I love the way that the guys at the top fuel level say, yeah, NASCAR's cool, but I have one cylinder that makes as much horsepower as your car.
Oh, for sure. And, the thing about it is one thing that you guys say, I look at our NASCAR brothers over there, is that their cars go a lot more miles than we do. We have a short fuse, and we have it all bummed up for that short spurt seconds. But one thing I can say is when you come to a drag race, it's action-packed from start to finish. So that's what's pretty cool about the fans, and every ticket's a pit pass. Every time you come in the gate, that ticket gets you right in the pits where you can see all the drivers, all the race teams. And that's something unique about NHRA drag racing that definitely sets it apart from any other form of motorsports, and it's really cool.
Yeah, and it's turning it into a little bit of a family sport. I mean, I know you have three children. I know they're a little bit younger. I got a 4-year-old that's waiting for her quarter midget when she turns 5. Is there a little racer at home? Are they watching dad and thinking, I want to do what dad does?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, my 2-year-old son does. I mean, he's all over it. My son Anthony, he wants to be a go-kart racer. I think he's going to end up driving like IndyCar, NASCAR. And then my daughter, she's crazy because she wants to drive a motorcycle. So I'm like, oh, okay. You want to drive someone else's seatbelt, my pretty daughter. I said, I don't think that's going to happen. But if, you know, she wants to do it. She's got a dirt bike already, so she's already been riding since she was 2.5. So she might be able to, that might be her thing. So if it is, I'm going to support her in what she wants to do, and we'll have fun with it.
Yeah, I have that same battle. My wife looks at me and she goes, if you're going to put our daughter in something to race, it has to at least have 4 wheels on it.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to put them on a go-kart with a quarter midget where it has a full roll cage on the top of them, too. Which makes daddy feel really good.
Yeah, we become very overprotective of daughters real quick. But you could be, you know, think about it. You look at what John Force has done with his daughters and his family. I mean, you could be the, you know, it could be 20 years from now, and it'll be the, you know, it'll be the brown girls out doing it.
Yeah, she's only one girl. We got two boys.
Two boys.
It'll be the brown family out there for sure. And, you know, that would be a lot of fun. But that's only if they really want to do it, and I will never force them into it. And it's about having fun. And I'm having fun. I'm living my dream. I just want them to live their dream.
Oh, see, I said girl. See, you didn't realize. Your wife texted me, and she said that you didn't know this, that she's pregnant with triplets.
No, she's not, brother. We said that a long time ago.
Hey, what's the craziest thing? You know, I mean, I wish I had a ton of time to talk to you about, because I think the motorcycle stuff is really cool. I mean, that is definitely a little bit more of a wilder ride. If you look at the top tiers of stuff guys do in the drag race arena, hanging on to that thing, I mean, there's no turning in that whatsoever. You see the big wide tire in the back, but it can't really compare to the Top Fuel. I mean, once you get to that level, how do you get excited about going fast when you drive the quickest car on the planet?
Well, I don't. Like, when I drive a normal everyday vehicle or drive my motorcycle, I just kind of just relax and enjoy what's around. It doesn't really get me excited. What gets me excited is when I get in my race car and I strap in, like, 24, 23 weekends out of the year, I get to mash that gas pedal. That's what gets me excited, and I love it. I mean, once you get in the car that goes from 0 to 100 in 0.8 of a second, and you pull 5.5 Gs, and 3.8 seconds, you're over 320 miles an hour, that gets your juice rolling. And when you get in your normal rare vehicle, you kind of want to just go slow and enjoy what's around you, you know, like the scenery.
I can't imagine you going slow anywhere. I can't imagine you get. I can't imagine you, like, getting in the family. I could see you drag racing everybody in, like, the family minivan. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Is that the race in the background I can hear?
Yes, it is. We're getting ready to run. So we're about to get up here. I'm in the lanes getting ready. And, hey, you know, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed being on.
All right. Well, you know what? If people want information about you, about what's going on, there's obviously your driver blog on NHRA.com. I follow you on Twitter. I knew that you were out having dinner the other day when you were flying in from Denver to Denver. So if there's people want to get more information about you, how do they do that?
Oh, go to www.antronbrown.com, and you can see us there all day long, or NHRA.com. But I have my own personal website, and it gets live feed, live news, live updates about race reports and everything. So it's the best place to go, www.antronbrown.com. So,
that's it. Well, hey,
check us out, and we'll see you at the racetrack.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much. Good luck today, and I think this is your weekend. I'm going to call it right now. The great Karnak that used to be on Johnny Carson. This is your weekend. Make sure just do me one favor though. Now, if I call it out and I'm right, you got to look in that camera and go, "Hey, thanks, Dennis from Hot Rod Magazine."
I know. I got to do that. I got to do that without doubt, Dennis, man. And hey, man, I just want to thank you again for having me on. It's been great.
All right, buddy. Go out there and go fast. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Now, that's the thing. As you know, you look at those guys. I mean, I wanted to let him go. I know he's getting ready to qualify. If you think about that, 0 to 100 in 0.8 seconds. I mean, Moobs, you haven't gone zero to anything in a thousand years. I mean, you were gone. We were gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, not true. Not true. No, my friend AT, we went 160 miles an hour in his Shelby Mustang here not long ago, and that was real wicked.
I wasn't driving.
I was glued motionless and counting the seconds until he would let off the accelerator, because you know, when you fly by somebody who's doing 80 at 160, it's amazing.
That's why we have to mess. That's why I'm telling you. I know your friend AT. We'll leave him as AT. He's got his Shelby. It's got what, 600 horsepower?
635.
And it can go 0 to 60 in probably 4.5 seconds.
It's pretty fast.
Probably pulls in the in the high 11s, maybe 12s in the quarter, spinning the tires the whole time.
It would go faster, except for there's a little traction loss.
That's
there.
That's why I want to use your Mustang as the Hot Rod Magazine Live project car. I want to take it over, put twin turbos on it.
It's got 300 right now, so that's double. So we got to beat that if I'm going to take AT on.
Well, I think we can do it. I think turbocharging will do it. Hey, listen, if you want to, let's give you some more information. The 2010 NHRA Full Throttle Series, the countdown to the championship. Those guys are at the Mopar Mile High NHRA Nationals. We're also going to be talking to some guys from Mopar later in the program, Jim. But check it out. I know that the coverage is on ESPN. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. If you'd like to, it's Dennis at HotRodMagazineLive.com. If you want to email me, we are actually broadcasting right now on Ustream.tv. And, of course, you can check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and all the stuff. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this.
Wonder, energy drinks laden with caffeine and sugar can hook kids on an unhealthy jolt and crash cycle. And some drinks, when taken in megadoses, can cause rapid heartbeat. Clearly, it's time for an alternative. We're giving away a one-month supply of Aloe Boost, an all-natural energy supplement that provides all-day energy without the crash. Better, faster, and healthier Aloe Boost is so confident that you'll have increased healthier energy that we're giving away an entire month supply, and all you pay is $14.99 for shipping. Call 888-988-ALOE and receive a free one-month supply of Aloe Boost, the better, healthier, and faster energy blast. Call 888-988-ALOE, and we'll rush you a one-month supply free, all natural, all energy, all the time. So call now for your free one-month supply of Aloe Boost Energy. That's 888-988-ALOE, 888-988-ALOE.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Homeowners, how would you like to receive a $1,500 tax credit and save up to $465 a year on high energy bills?
Pella Windows wants to show you how for free.
It's time to replace those drafty, sticky, outdated windows.
Pella Windows makes window and door replacement easy every step of the way.
You'll enjoy informative, no-pressure shopping, free expert advice, and a free in-home consultation. Plus, we handle everything for you.
Save money on your utility bills. Make your home look beautiful and get a $1,500 tax credit at the same time.
Call for a free, no-pressure, in-home consultation with a Pella Window expert.
Ask about the limited-time $100 off season special and 0% financing when you call. Call 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931. Experience the Pella difference for yourself. Call for your free consultation now. 800-583-1931. That's 800-583-1931.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
All right, welcome back to the program. I am Dennis Pitsenbarger, as the big voice guys keep telling you. You know what? I have to take a second because I'm always playing with the items I have in the studio. And it's because I want innovation, and I expect it. And we've come to expect innovation in everything. Why not our tools as well? That is why Craftsman created their innovative Nextech Power Tool line, powered by a 12-volt lithium-ion battery. They're compact, they're lightweight, and it's enough to fit in tight spaces. But the thing that has is the power to back it up and do the job right. Take the Craftsman Auto Hammer. It goes where traditional hammers can't. It'll drive home a nail at 3,600 impacts per minute in the touch of a button. And there's also the Craftsman cordless tool. It is the multi-tool, packing six tools in one. It sands, it scrapes, it saws, it smooths. Sound like I'm the guy with ShamWow. That's me and ShamWow guy. We're going to have it. But if he just hits me with a ShamWow, I'm going to hit him with a Craftsman tool, and I'll snuff his little life out. But listen,
that's
Craftsman.
That's 20 volt, by the way, there, buddy.
20 volt.
Not 12, but 20.
20 volt.
It's the real deal.
That's right. It's Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Hey, listen, coming up in the second hour, we're going to talk to Mike Finnegan from Hot Rod, one of the editors over there. That guy knows how to have some fun. And we're going to talk about the Corvette hack story. If you haven't gone to hotrod.com and checked out this story, what they did is they took a 1985 Corvette, they hacked it up, and they've made every Corvette forum in the world explode into upsetness that is on a level that they've never heard before. Everybody's blowing up about this 85 Corvette. Everybody can go buy an 85 Corvette. Go to the auction. They're $1,500. Hey, listen, we've also got Mike Finnegan. Hopefully we'll grab Ron Canaan also on the program. Check it out. It's on the newsstands now. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live is the program. And if you want to, it's 1-800-878-7529. Later in the program, we're going to talk to our buddy Jim Sassarose from Mopar. Talk a little Mopar performance and also about the drag pack, what's going on for SEMA. It is all brought to you by Craftsman, by the way. And like I said, I guess I got the coolest job in the world. I also get to play with the coolest toys. That's why I keep doing the background. That's just the clutch in the background. What can I do? Hey, listen, it's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. Four U.S. troops were killed today in the southern region of Afghanistan, according to NATO's International Security Assistance Force. Four died after an attack involving an improvised explosive device. Along with the troop deaths, Afghan insurgents say they've captured two U.S. soldiers and are holding them in southern Logar province. Tropical Storm Bonnie has been downgraded to a tropical depression as it weakens, moving across southern Florida into the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say they don't believe the system will regain strength and form again into a tropical storm. Summertime heat and humidity triggered powerful thunderstorms throughout the Midwest Friday night and early Saturday morning. The National Weather Service says over the past 24 hours, more than 7 inches of rain has fallen at Chicago's Midway Airport. The National Weather Service has issued severe weather alerts for areas of Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Federal judge who listened to arguments against Arizona's controversial illegal immigration law last Thursday didn't offer any hint when she'd issue a ruling. The Obama administration sent attorneys to Phoenix to ask for a preliminary injunction blocking this Thursday's implementation of the law. At least 15 people are dead after panic broke out today during a music festival in Germany. Police say overcrowding in an entrance gate to the Love Parade Techno Music Festival sparked a stampede at the event in the western city of Duisburg. Ambulances rushed to pick up victims while police set up an emergency first aid station near the entrance gate. North Korea is issuing tough words over joint military drills scheduled between the U.S. and South Korea this weekend. The communist nation said it would ignite a, quote, sacred war against the U.S. and South Korea at any time necessary. Pyongyang also said it would mount the aggressive action based on its nuclear deterrent. U.S. and South Korean militaries begin large-scale naval and aerial drills tomorrow. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
President Obama made some brief statements about the economy at the White House this Friday and took no questions from the media. National correspondent Connie Lawn has more.
President Obama talked about the three economic measures he signed into law this week and urged the Senate to pass others next week. He claimed great progress has been made, but said much more needs to be done to get more people to work. The measures include the Wall Street Reform Act, the bill to reduce improper government payments, and the extension of unemployment benefits until the end of November. In the meantime, the support for the president continues to erode. A variety of polls show a large erosion in his support regarding his handling of the economy. Connie Law and IRN USA Radio News, the White House.
The search has been called off for four people aboard a plane that crashed into Lake Michigan yesterday. The Coast Guard says it's unlikely anyone is still alive some 27 hours after the plane went down on a medical flight. The pilot was rescued shortly after the crash. In the Gulf of Mexico, the storm has passed and ships are heading back to resume work on the blown-out oil well. But the retired Coast Guard admiral in charge of the government's spill response says work won't resume right away. Thad Allen says drill workers who spent the past 2 days pulling pipe out of the water and stacking it on the deck now have to reverse the process. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Back in 1948, Hot Rod Magazine hit the newsstands. And now, more than 50 years later, Hot Rod Magazine Live. Brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. With your host, Dennis Pitzenbarger.
All right, welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. We've only got a short break here to talk about what's coming up in the next hour. We're going to have the guys from Hot Rod. Should I say the print version? I mean, they are the guys that started it all. They are the guys from Hot Rod Magazine. I have the brand new issue in my hands. I mean, my greedy, grimy, grusty little hands. I think I just made two of those.
Yeah,
three words
I think you did.
What's wrong with those words? They worked.
Greedy and
Gribey?
Gribey?
Gribey and my creepy, crusty
okay,
little hands.
Okay, define creepy.
Creepy. It's a cross between slimy and creepy.
Okay.
Kind of like that guy in that van with that porthole window.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense because the creepy part's there, but the grimy part isn't.
So that would be crimey.
If you're going to make up words, you got to do it correctly.
I don't know what I'm doing. I've been nipping off the bottle all afternoon. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. Hey, listen, it is Hot Rod Magazine Live. If you'd like to, it's 1-800-878-7529. Broadcasting on the Sports Byline Network. You can check it out. Sports Byline, that's byline with a Y1.com. You can check out the live feed there if you want to. We are broadcasting for the first time. I thought I'd goof around with it. We have a total of three people watching us on Ustream, probably because I never told anybody about it until about 30 seconds before we went on air. If you'd like to, it's Ustream.tv. Coming up, it's going to be a little talking with Mike Finnegan and the Corvette Hack and a little bit about this brand new issue coming out. It is on the newsstands. It's Hot Rod. It's where it all began. Again, if you'd like to, it's Dennis at HotRodMagazineLive.com. If you'd like to email me, check it out. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and all those things. And, you know, you can do that. Moobs, how are you feeling today? I never even asked you yet.
I'm all right.
Yeah, it's always a epicenter of excitement. Al Moobs, my guy behind the guy behind the guy. And we've got a different gentleman running the board, not our usual Jonathan without a mic. It's Jerry. And Jerry's interesting. Every break, he says he's running down to the booby bar. I mean, pretty short break. I don't know how the guy. He must be really fast.
He's fast.
It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this.
Hey,
If you're thinking of selling your car, nothing affects its value more than its appearance. And even if you decide to keep it, it's possible to make your car look like a new car with Meguiar's Tech Wax 2.0. Meguiar's is famous for creating show car finishes. That's why we're rated number one for brand loyalty. The truth is, Meguiar's Tech Wax 2.0 could not apply or wipe off any easier or create more dramatic results. Car guys love Meguiar's Tech Wax 2.0, and you will too.
Need a tune-up? My neighbor knows a guy whose friend knows this fellow who's not a mechanic per se, but, quote, likes to tinker around on cars and stuff. Sound good? Actually, no, it sounds like a nightmare, because you'd never trust the upkeep of your beloved performance vehicle to just anyone. Unless, of course, you're not riding on the proper tires. Then it really doesn't matter who does the tinkering. Because for drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
When you want performance, there's just one name you need to know, Edelbrock. For 66 years, Edelbrock has built dyno-proven parts that deliver maximum bolt-on power, including carbs, electronic fuel injection, intake manifolds, heads, turbo kits, exhaust, nitrous systems, complete crate engines, and our patented IAS shocks. There's also Edelbrock motorcycle hardware. Visit Edelbrock.com or call 1-800-FUN-TEAM to get your Edelbrock performance catalog. Edelbrock, when we say proven performance, we mean it.
Recent changes in environmental laws have removed an ingredient in your car's motor oil called ZDDP. Restore the protection of ZDDP with Justice Brothers Engine Treatment, an environmentally safe alternative to ZDDP, and it restores the extra protection your engine needs. Remember, Justice Brothers Engine Treatment, protecting your car's engine and your investment for the long haul. Find out more at justicebrothers.com.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Here's Dennis Pitzenbarger.
All right, welcome back to the program. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. Welcome to the second hour of the program. If you'd like to, it's 1-800-878-7529 if you want to give us a jingle on the telephone. But, you know, one of the cool things about working for and under the umbrella of Hot Rod Magazine, the magazine that started it all in 1948, is meeting some of the great people from the, I guess if you want to call it the epicenter of what is really going on at Hot Rod. We are merely the radio show, and we stand in comparison to the guys like my next guest, Mike Finnegan. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Dennis?
Buddy, besides, I think you and Rob and David, I think we all have we are going to have to battle like Star Trek style with that big like hook thing that, you know, the Klingons had. We all fight in a store in a circle to see who's got the coolest job. You guys have really set a little bit of the Corvette world on fire, and you know where I'm going with this is the Corvette hack. If you go to hotrod.com, it is the top story in the featured section. Two below that, you can check out the podcast for Hot Rod Magazine Live. But first off, this is not the first time Hot Rod's done something like this, correct?
No. In fact, although David and Rob had the idea to do the Corvette hack 3 years ago. It was based upon another story that the staff of Hot Rod did way back in 87. And basically what it was they took a Cadillac to the drag strip, made a couple passes in it to see how quick it would go, and then they started cutting parts off the car to make it lighter to see how quick it would go. And in the end, it was several seconds faster. And it was an interesting story and a lot of fun to look at visually. And so a decade later, they did it with a Pontiac, and last week we did something very similar to it, except we decided we were going to do it on a road course and see how losing weight drastically affected the handling of a Corvette. And the Corvette we bought for less than $2,000, and it was a real piece of junk that we figured nobody would care about.
I think that's where the story really starts right there, is the $2,000 Corvette you thought no one would care about, but there was quite a bit of feedback everywhere about this. I personally think it's kind of silly, but we gotta start with that part of the story.
Yeah, it's interesting because we wanted to go low budget with this deal, and so we were looking to save money anywhere we could. And I actually went online, registered to a couple of Corvette forums, and looked for somebody that might be willing to loan us a set of rims that we could put some tires on to use at the track, because we didn't want to run out of racetrack and show up and burn up the tires and not have anything else to test on. So I went on this forum, and most of the people were pretty cool, and they offered us, wheels that we could borrow. Some of them offered us wheels we could have, but we borrowed a set from a guy that was really cool. And so we did our test and made our video and put the video online, and when I posted the video on this website, the response was just amazing. Amazingly bad, actually. We were called everything from terrorists, we're not hot rodders, Freiberger should be fired, hacking,
yeah.
Just you name it, the Corvette people called us that. And we were laughing, I'm not going to lie. We were sitting in our offices laughing about it, and which made it worse, I guess, for Corvette lovers. But this car really was a piece of junk. Nobody was.
Well, that's the thing that I don't understand. You guys, you were telling me some of the stories when we were talking on the phone. It was Freiberger. Now, a guy like Freiberger, and my last name is Pitzenbarger. I mean, I guess we were both supposed to be deported, correct?
Yeah, according to those guys, he's not an American and probably shouldn't be in our country. And and honestly, the video, when you see it, it's a teaser video. It's meant to kind of, whet your appetite, but not give you the whole story. And so when you watch it, you've never seen it, you don't know what we were doing, it does look like we just destroyed a car. You really can't tell that, we were doing some research, and you can't tell that our intention was to cut this car up and make it lighter, and then put a roll cage on it, make it handle better, and go race the thing. So they didn't see that part of it, which, so I understand their anger, which makes it all the more funny to me when I'm reading about it online. But when the story comes out in the November issue of Hot Rod, which goes on sale September 14th, I think people will get a better picture of what we were doing and actually kind of appreciate the lengths we went to do this test.
Well, yeah, and that's what makes sense to me. I mean, I watched it. It was posted on Facebook and on Twitter and all these things, and people were getting all up in arms and freaked out about it. But the thing that I kept talking about, and I had some discussions with some personal friend of mine, and, they looked at it and they go, well, my friends saw the humor in it, and they saw what you were doing with it. But the people that got upset about it, the part that I didn't make any sense, that would have been like yelling at the first set of guys to ever chop the fenders off a 1927 Ford to make it lighter so it would go faster in the Salt Lake, drag strips in Southern California. We would have never got to where we are today if it wasn't for people doing the basics, which is less weight equals more power to weight, which equals a faster car.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I didn't see an issue with what we were doing. And honestly, the C4 is probably the worst Corvette ever built, with the exception of, a ZR1.
Now, watch out, Mike. Now the ZR1 guys are typing right now.
Yeah,
you know that.
Right.
The ZR guys are they're coming after you.
Oh, the ZR1. I said it. The ZR1's a great car. The rest of the C4s, I mean, this was an 85 C4 Corvette that had been flooded and sat in the desert for 10 years. This thing was junk. It barely ran. When we got it running with carb cleaner. No one wanted to sit in it. It was that dirty. There was dirty underwear in it and critters. And, I mean, this thing was junk. It literally was junk. So I figure we put it to good use, you know. Better there than rotting out in the desert, I figure.
Now, is the car, is it still in a driving street legal mode, or is it in a, is it, oh, I don't know about street legal. I saw some of the things you were taking off of it.
Yeah, I mean, our goal was basically to keep cutting at it until it was nothing more than a chassis and a steering wheel running around the track, which that's how this first test ended. When we were done, there was nothing left of the car body-wise. So it's not street legal, but it still runs. And so now what we're doing is we're going to put a cage on the car from front to back. We have no limit to how wide we can go with the wheels now, so we're going to put wider, stickier tires on it. Update the suspension so the spring rate is actually correct now for the car, because the car, we shaved over 1,000 pounds off the weight of the car, and so it does not handle very well anymore. So our goal is to do all that and then go test it again, and once it's done, we're going to go take it to open track days and just have a blast at this thing for less than $5,000, and in the end, we think it'll actually beat a new Corvette on the drag strip and around a road course.
Well, that will be a story in itself right there. An 80, you know, especially doing it with an old C4. You know what? Now, we got to figure out who's going to drive that on the Power Tour in 2011. Is it you? Have you been the sacrificial lamb for this now?
I am not scared. If somebody lets me do it and gives me a gas card, I'm in. I will wear my safety goggles and my open face helmet. I will go for it.
You got to have the old school, like Dale Earnhardt Sr. goggles, since there's no windshield. Now you got to have the open face and the goggles like the guys wore back in the 70s in NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And a cape, because you're a hero if you drive this thing on the old Power Tour. That's what I figured.
I like the cape idea. I like that. I'll be knitting up a costume for you right now. Hey, can you give us a little glimpse of where? I don't know how much you want to tell me about this, because I want to keep you around for a little bit while longer today. But what ultimately that is the goal, is to make it handle and drive and be as fast as a brand new Corvette.
Yeah, and not the ZR1, but a new Corvette. The car drives like it's got 500 horsepower in it now. It's so light that it accelerates that hard. It just doesn't handle anymore. So that is the goal. Is part two of this deal will be to beat a new Corvette for spending less than $5,000 on the whole package. And I think when people actually see that, then they'll get it. Then they'll understand. Then they won't be so mad that we cut up, you know, that piece of junk Corvette.
I say it's time to, when it's all done, put it up for auction. Somebody will buy it. They'll probably want to restore it. Hey, Mike, can you hang on for a little while longer and talk to us on the other side of the break?
Yeah, no problem. I'll hang out.
Excellent. Mike Finnegan, you can check all his stuff out on HotRod.com. This is Hot Rod Magazine Live. We're going to go to commercial break in a second, pay some bills, and on the other side, more again with Mike Finnegan from Hot Rod, where it all began. We'll be back after this.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, Get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, in serving, we lead. Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, smart money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected. But you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
You're listening to Hot Rod Magazine Live with your host, Dennis Pitsenbarger.
All right, well, we were just talking to Mike Finnegan. He's still on the line. We were talking about the Corvette hack story. If you go to hotrod.com, just a great video. There's some WWF moves. There's some great performance enhancing techniques you probably won't see in the normal garage, but those guys had a lot of fun doing it. Now, we've talked about the carnage. Let's talk about some of the carnage. You had some fun doing that. Was it you who belted David with a, looked like a seat cushion?
No, actually that wasn't me. I think it was Rob.
What was that?
It wasn't a seat cushion. It was these cool work mats from Mechanic Comfort that you basically throw down on the ground and you can kneel on them and lay on them and not hurt yourself while you're wrenching in the middle of nowhere. And that's what he got belted with, so it wasn't too painful.
Right. I noticed that safety was also first. I believe that was you holding a Sawzall at Rob's neck or throat.
You know what? I think that was Chad Reynolds.
Is that Chad? And,
yeah, he pissed me off. So I had to let him know that I cut him.
Well, let's talk about what some other stuff going on. The brand new issue is on the stands. Lots of cool stories. What do you got cooking at Hot Rod right now?
What do we got going on? I just finished an engine that I built that's running in the November issue. It's a big box Chevy, all aluminum deal, that makes 1,164 horsepower without a power adder.
Wow.
I had a lot of fun building that. And so there'll be a story on that, showing you all the parts and pieces and how we did it. And, God, what else is going on? A lot of cool stuff, a lot of really neat hot rods. The Power Tour will be coming out in the October issue really soon.
Very cool. Now, I like the current issue that just came out. I like the where are they now. It kind of goes with stuff where maybe 20 years from now, you got to take a lot of really good pictures of the Corvette hack story. And, I believe that David's, I guess his crystal ball was correct when he told both you and I that he thought these 70s kind of, if you want to call them the freak show cars or the freaky cars with the paint jobs and whatnot, the 55 shoebox with the crazy orange and blue paint. It's got to be interesting seeing where some of these cars have gone in their lives.
Yeah, I dig it, really. I mean, seeing something that's actually still around that you read about when you were a kid is pretty cool. And so I've had just as much fun reading about it, even though I work on the magazine, as I do writing about this stuff. Because a lot of this stuff was, it's before my time. So some of it I've never seen, some of it I have, and I remember it from my youth, and I'm just now seeing it again. And it's interesting to me that people are still preserving the stuff and bringing it back out.
It should be. And the thing about it that's cool is you see this history and where some of these cars and what the way that's trends and fads. I mean, what do you think, Mike? I know that you're a big boat person. I know that you have all your you're obviously an affliction with trucks as well. But what do you think is what do you call as the next trend?
I think I hate to use the term budget, but some of the cars that are not me that are cheap, you can go get a mid-70s car that's not a muscle car that didn't have a great motor in it to begin with, but there's a lot of style in the 70s, and it's not necessarily timeless style or classic style, but it's a style you can work with and make your own for not a lot of money. So I see more and more projects coming out probably that, it's not your typical 69 Camaro or 55 shoebox. It's, stuff that people don't afford these days. And I'm into it. I can't wait to see some of what people do with some of the less mainstream body styles.
Yeah, I've seen, what was it? It was an 81 Zephyr. I think it was a Fairmont body. Does that ring a bell?
A Ford Fairmont? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, I believe that those, I think at some point you could get a 5-liter, an HO 5-liter in those. But I mean, that would be, one of those, what do you, give me an example. I would say the Fairmont, you could get that. Maybe, I know mid-sized wagons. I had a couple Malibu wagons, one was an 85 and the other was an 80. I can't remember, but that, is. What do you think would be the top choice for you? If you could find something, what's in Mike's garage that's the out-of-the-ordinary project car?
For me, I'm a Chevy guy. I dig everything, but I'm still a Chevy guy. And so I'm totally seeing late 70s, early 80s Camaro dirt track car driving around on the street. And I would dig it. I would totally, not quite open wheel, but fenders cut out. Really minimalist with a really cool small block under the hood, and painted up to look like a race car.
Now I saw one. Wasn't there one of those on the Power Tour this year? I thought I saw one. It was a red car.
I missed it. Probably.
Did you miss? Well, I mean, there's 5,000 cars at every event.
Yeah. I've seen some of them done before, and I dig them. I can. You know what it is? Is I remember when I was a kid when HBO first came on. They played Six Pack, that movie with Kenny Rogers, 24 hours a day. And that just is burned in my brain. I want Brewster Baker's dirt track Camaro,
Now, you know what, what was his last name? Turk.
Turk Logan.
Turk Logan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Turk Logan had that great giant, he was,
He had a great tow rig, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he had the tow rig, but he also had, yeah, he'd pull up and he'd come out with the Richard Petty hat with the big feathers in the front of it. But he was the Hawaiian Tropic. That was it. Was it Hawaiian Tropic?
Oh, you remember? You're talking about at the end of the movie when they were racing Grand National.
Yeah, but what was his, was it Hawaiian Tropic was his sponsor? But I remember on his Camaro, he had that gigantic plexiglass spoiler on the back.
Yeah, that thing was cool. See, I can see that on the street. You and I would probably be the only ones that get it. I rock that.
It would be you, me, and Al Moves all getting it together.
I saw the movie.
You saw it? Yeah. Brewster Baker. I mean, come on. It was a sick. I remember those are the only. I wish I could be Doc, where you just start counting out, make a car fall apart all of a sudden. Oh, man, it's too funny.
And a pit crew of kids, they probably work for cheap.
True. I'm sure. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
Lollipops.
Lollipops. All right, man. Well, I think that we've bugged you long enough, man. If anybody wants information on how to find stuff and what you're doing with Hot Rod, is there an email if people want to bug you verbally about your the travesty you guys have brought to the Corvette world, better known as what we think is cool?
Oh yeah, so feel free to send us hate mail. That's no problem. They can email me directly at Mike.Finnegan, FINNEGAN, at hotrod.com.
Excellent. Oh, hey, buddy, we'll let you go. And thanks so much for coming on the program, man. I appreciate your time. And we'll definitely look for your stories in the issue. I got it in my grubby little hands. I've only read the first 10 pages, so I'll look for that stuff and what you're doing online.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, before I go, let me ask you something. How mad was your wife about a tack that you drilled into the dash of her car?
Did you like that video? I like that. I got a little bit of trouble with that, but you know what? My next project, if you'll, I'm going to put it up tomorrow. I got these extra Harley Davidson, the stock pipes I had on my Harley Davidson. I think I'm going to give her some side pipes, buddy. What do you think?
I think you're going to be in trouble. I like it. Go ahead.
Oh, weren't you the one? Yeah, weren't you the one that suggested I put the other? I still have one monster tack for sale in the garage sale. Should I put another? Was it you that said put one on both sides of the dash?
Oh yeah, the passenger. They need to know what's going on.
I think the side pipes with the old Harley Davidson pipes ought to get me in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, no shorts for her.
Yeah, they will keep the relationship spicy for sure.
Excellent. Well, hey, man, it's Mike Finnegan from Hot Rod Magazine. He is one of the guys that has a cooler job than me, I have to admit. He gets to play with the stuff. And make sure and check out the video. It's hotrod.com. It's him, David, Rob, all the guys from Hot Rod having some fun. And don't send them hate mail. Have some fun with it. And we'll definitely have you back on the program, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, buddy. All right, you got to check it out. It's Hot Rod, and go to hotrod.com. The new issue, tons to look at. They've got, the story behind it. I mean, this is my deal, man. If you go and you look at what is the basis of hot rodding, which is taking a car, tearing it down, taking as much weight as you can out of the car, it makes it faster. In fact, Moobs, you know what we're going to do? I've got this drill right here. I got my craft. Even though they do make a 12-volt series, this is the 20-volt, as you had to point out, lithium battery. I think we should unbolt all the fenders and the entire interior out of your Mustang and see how fast we can make it. What?
Not today.
Not today? I think, why not? Give me one good reason why not. You don't need fenders. We'll leave the headlights in. I got a Craftsman drill. It's got a, you know what?
I just don't trust your ability to reconstruct everything.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to reconstruct it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to put it back together. I just want to play with it. That's all.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Not going to work here anymore.
Well, you let me disassemble your Harley and we'll talk.
You give me your Mustang. I think we're safe.
No, that's not a straight trade.
No. Hey, listen, if you'd like to, make sure to check all the stuff these guys are doing. If you want to, watch the stream. It's ustream.tv, Hot Rod Magazine Live behind that. Check out us on Twitter, Facebook, all the little social networking that we do. And, of course, check out the website. It's hotrod.com. I am Dennis Pitsenbarger. If you'd like to, email me. It's Dennis at hotrodmagazinelive.com. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk some more Mopar with Jim Sassarossi. I just love his last name. I can't help but say it another time. It is Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back after this. You don't know.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles, or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
It's some brand of gasoline you've never really heard of. But surely it's as good as anything else. And it's cheap. Heaven knows what's in it, or what havoc it might wreak on your engine. But hey, did I mention it was cheap? Like that matters. You'd never put inferior gasoline into your high-performance car. But keep this in mind. If you're not riding on the proper tires, it may not really matter what you put in your tank. Because for drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire, and I have a question for you. What do you least like about the vinyl rubber protectant you're using? Is it greasy? Does it take too long to dry in your seats and armrests? Does it leave an unnatural slick surface? Does it quickly fade away, especially on tires? Then you'll love Meguiar's protectants. They dry almost instantly and last far longer. And they come in two flavors. Meguiar's Natural Shine Protectant for low gloss and Meguiar's Supreme Shine Protectant for high gloss. Car guys love Meguiar's, and you will too.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live. Here's Dennis.
All right, welcome back to one of the last two segments of the program. I love this kind of music. I'm telling you, I'm still channeling a little Kiss. AC/DC, love them. Sammy Hagar, love them. Van Halen, love them. Kiss, I'm channeling a lot of Kiss. If anyone would like to get me a 40th birthday, by the way, Moobs, coming up. 40th birthday coming up, September 22nd. Kiss playing live, Fontana Speedway in California.
Oh, boy.
You're excited. Hey, you know what? I'm more excited to talk to my new guest right now than I am, well, no, Kiss at Fontana. I guess if my good buddy Jim Sassarossi from Mopar, are you there, buddy?
Hey, Dennis, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Jim, the only thing that make me more excited than going to see Kiss on my 40th birthday, September 22nd, is if you tell me that right now there's a truck delivering me a new Mopar Challenger to my house.
To make it more excited than seeing Kiss on your 40th birthday, that should be a tough one. A Challenger would do that, but unfortunately, I don't remember seeing your order and the check come across the table for deliver you that Challenger.
Buddy, the check is in the mail. Don't worry. Just put the car on the truck.
It's in the mail, then you should look out back. We'll, and you know, we can't just send it to you normal. We'll have to Moparize the unit for you.
There you go. Hey, listen. Hey, how you doing, brother?
Doing fantastic. We're actually calling you. If you hear some loud noises in the background, it's the drag strip out here at Mopar Mile High in Denver, and the cars are running. It's awesome, and our Mopar Dodges are just having one hell of a weekend.
Yeah, no, we were just talking to Anton Brown a little while ago. We had him on the program. I figured you guys are going to be out there for the Mopar Mile High Nationals. Now, but we got to talk about some of the stuff that's going on at Mopar. You guys got, you know, through the ashes, you know, I've always been a huge Mopar fan. And, you know, through all the, we'll just leave it as the unpleasantness of what has unfortunately befallen Chrysler as of those last few years. But the great part about it is that curved blue M will always be around, and it stands for Mopar. It stands for authentic performance. And if you go online, some of the stuff that's going on, that it's great that Mopar is getting back to, if you want to call it its roots, if you want to call it what makes a Mopar fan a Mopar fan, but it's crate engines, it's cars. But let's start off with that Challenger. Let's talk a little bit more about that new Mopar Challenger.
Yeah, you know what, we love how you just laid that out. It is it's a fresh start. It's a new beginning for us. Everyone working in our group, I mean, it's like you play at work. You're doing what you love, and you know, we look real hard and back on our heritage. So as we're going forward and making a better day tomorrow than we even had in the past, we said, how can we do that? So we thought, hey, what better yet, you know, as we dive into the past, everyone calls their old Dodges and Plymouths, they call them Mopars. So we got hold of our friends over at Dodge, and we said, hey, how about we work with you and actually come out with a Mopar car? So they said, yes, let's go. And actually, we're just reflecting on it now as we debuted it Thursday night. Just 90 days later from when our two presidents got together, Peter Gorlier for Mopar and Ralph Gilles for Dodge, and they talked about Dodge puts the heart in the vehicle and Mopar puts in the soul. 90 days later, we've launched the Mopar 10 Challenger, which is on the base of a Dodge Challenger RT. And then with that, we got the 5.7-liter Hemi engine in it. We got the Sport Track suspension with it. And then our Mopar engineers and our design team worked together and just got crazy and built a unique vehicle. We're only going to build 500 of them. Extremely striking appearance. All of them is all the vehicles will be black. And we're going to make it very unique because, as we've learned from our customers, they all they love Moparizing their vehicles and putting their own uniqueness to it. So there'll only be 500. Each owner, we're only going to take sold orders, and they'll be able to pick accent colors to the black of Mopar blue, which naturally is my favorite. There's red and silver, and then we'll take that striping from the outside and that accent and bring it into the inside. Into it'll be a new catskin leather interior, and it'll all be stitched with the same color on the outside. For the performance, you know, obviously we got to always play a little bit there, and we have our TA hood, and we're also with the hood scoop on it, and we're introducing not only on the Mopar 10, we'll sell this for all Challengers, a fully functional vented hood scoop, which leads right down into our Mopar cold air intake to bring in a little bit extra horsepower for the customer to have fun with.
And I got to mention that you could probably suck in a pretty good-sized pigeon or a crow.
Oh, it is definitely bringing some more air into that engine.
No, I love it. I thought it was great. I think that, you know, air, I mean, unless... Now, I don't know why. You know what? You know what would be cool? Here's your idea of the day. That's what we need to do. We need to make an air grab, an old-school air grabber that came up, like the 74, 75, the Challenger. Remember they had the air grabber that came up with a little air grabber mouth on there? I think that would be kind of cool. But I think I saw a picture of the Mopar Challenger, and I love the fresh air scoop. I mean, that goes along with Mopar. I mean, it goes along with Dodge. It goes along with Heritage, with the brand and the performance that goes with the word Mopar. Because, I mean... Everybody had hood scoops. Chevy had their Cal induction hood. Ford had some, you know, some shaker style hoods, and Pontiac had that too. But man, when it came to being the king of the hood scoop, there is nobody that did it better than Dodge.
You know, it does. It looks beautiful on there, and you know, we talk about the heritage and older cars. What got us extremely excited Thursday night at the Mopar block party downtown Golden when we unveiled it, the amount of young kids. And kids who just got their driver's license in the early 20s, the ones that made Mopars what they were, the same age, going back 20 to 30 years ago, the youth movement was amazing. They were all over the thing.
That's cool. That's creating new fans. I mean, that is. I have said it a million times. I'll say it again. And Jim, I guarantee you'll agree with me. It's cars like, and I'm not saying it's just. I love all the resurgence. I love the new Mustang. I love the new Camaro. I love the new Challenger the best out of the three. And I got kids, so I'd rather have the Charger personally because I need the two extra doors. But it's that real kind of grasping back to the real performance and bringing it back into the front of these companies, and especially with Chrysler and Dodge. You know, these cars need to be known. They need to be there for the fans. Like you said, a 20-year-old who doesn't, you know, is normally, you know, going to run down and put a fart pipe on a Honda, he needs to be scratching his head going, wait a minute, that's cooler. That Mopar Challenger is what I want. I don't want that little Honda car that goes zing, zing, zing. I want the real car that makes my heart pound and makes the little old lady scared to cross the street when I'm coming at him.
Dennis, I tell you, you got it exactly right on. First of all, it's long overdue for all of us car enthusiasts, but there is that point in time it happens, and if you look at it right now, there is no better point than right now. You know, I'm happy to see that our rivals and our competition across town are having fun and having that resurgence too. I mean, it's easy to see the Big Three is on one heck of a comeback. When you look at the recent J.D. Power information that's coming out, it's a resurgence in Detroit. There's tons of energy there. And obviously, I'm biased. I want them to be as great as they can, and obviously, us the greatest. But it's fun having all of us get into that, get into those wars again of product and horsepower and speed. And there's no one better than Mopar to take the that stock vehicle and just make it kick ass.
I love the back. You have the best background music, by the way. You know that, right, Jim?
Can you hear the engines come through?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. You know, and let's start.
It shakes my feet.
I love it. Let's talk about performance for a second. If you go to Mopar.com, you know, the thing that's cool about it, too, that I see is the world of crate engines. You know, there's a lot of builders out there. Everybody can go out, you know, any town across the United States, anywhere, anytime, there's 1,000 people out there that will build you a motor. But there's something cool about buying crate motors. And Mopar, if you go to Mopar.com, you can find not only a 392 cubic inch new for your SRT8, or if you just got to have more cubic inches, a new crate motor for your new car, but it's being able to go buy a 440 Super Commando, or being able to buy that, you know, that quintessential muscle car engine, the Hemi, is a 426 Hemi. That's got to be some of the newest and exciting stuff for you guys.
You know what? You say that, and actually I started laughing because I just started thinking of our team. You know, we took a good hard look at this a couple years ago, and we're like, as we get back into this, and if we're going to get back into it, we're going to do it full speed. We're going to have fun. We're going to get the engines back in there, and you're exactly right. On Mopar.com, It's amazing. We have in the performance parts arena, and then even the accessories arenas, over the last 18 months, we have launched over 500 new parts into it. And it's not just, some small parts for the cars. We want to make sure that we're not just in the cosmetics. We want the raw engine powers, the aluminum Gen 3 Hemis. It's what I have fun in. You had mentioned before that there's been some challenges in Detroit. When I see that my team have the handcuffs off and they're having fun, and I'm glad that you got on Mopar.com because I urge everyone to get on Mopar.com because when you take a look at it and you're sort through there, you will see Mopar is not only back, it's better than ever.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's not just for, I mean, there's performance. Of course there is. There's stuff for the muscle cars. There's stuff for street cars. If you hit, you know, there's even if you want to go crazy and you want to go pro street driving, you want to go build a super incredible motor, you can buy those I'm looking at them right now. It's those raised port aluminum cylinder heads. I mean, this is the stuff that the guys are running at NHRA. And you can buy this stuff right out of the catalog. Do you, as a part of Mopar and the Mopar store, do you see guys building these motors? Do you see, you know, other than just race car guys, you guys putting these together for street cars?
Yeah, yes, we do. I guess the easy part would be we wouldn't have got back into it if we didn't. And it was pretty easy. We got out. There's so many Mopar clubs around the country. And at SEMA, we got a lot of input, but, we went out and asked. We asked our enthusiasts. We, like, out here at the drag strip, we spent a lot of time with our sportsmen. And as you know, while there's a lot of sportsmen at the NHRA events, it's also the local tracks all over the country and the thousands and thousands of drivers that are working on the cars up to midnight, 1 in the morning. Going out to the tracks on the weekend, and that's live and well, and they urged us to come out with these performance parts, and they're moving off the shelf, and we love it.
Well, that's, you know, and I think it's great, too, that it's not just the speed. It's also some four-wheel drive stuff. Now, you had some stuff that just got released by Mopar for the Jeep side of things, too, right?
Yeah, we split up our team, and it's kind of interesting. We, on the speed side and the muscle side, that's what the people, the team that I'm able to work with, that's what they do on the weekends. That's what they do on the evenings. And then on the Jeep front, it's the same thing. They're actually in the industry known as some of the Jeep experts that are out there. And naturally, they work on it. But that's what they play and they do in their hobby. So again, really, it's taking their handcuffs off. We've been out at Moab. Testing out a whole bunch of new lift kits and new ways to get better articulation to crawl over rocks better than we've ever had before. And we wanted to stretch our imaginations and offer customers, add value to our Jeep line. And we know our Jeep customers go so deep into the woods, and so we came out with two trailers. Can you believe this? We are
It's great.
Our company, we've come out with two trailers, one for extreme off-road. I was fortunate enough to be out at Moab driving a Jeep Wrangler with a Jeep trailer behind it.
And that's all. Hey, Jim.
I was going through sand dunes, jumping dunes, with a trailer on the back. It's all aluminum, won't rust out. I can get as deep into the woods as possible. It's amazing. The thing pops up in about 3-4 minutes.
That's amazing. Hey, Jim, you know what? Unfortunately, the music means our time's up. Hey, listen, it's Mopar.com. If guys want any information about how to find these products, is that the place to send them?
Mopar.com, that's the place. And, of course, all of our dealers, our Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealers, they'd love to take personal care of you. They're there ready and willing to take care of all of your needs. And if your need is to shop out of the house, at Mopar.com, and you got everything taken care of there, too.
That's awesome. It's street, it's performance, it's gear, it's everything, it's maintenance, it's Mopar.com. Jim Sassarossi, very cool name, by the way. Way cooler than Pitzenbarger. You are the man. Thanks so much for coming on the program, and we'll definitely have you on to talk about other stuff going on with Mopar in the future.
Dennis, thank you so much. You're awesome. Thanks.
All right, we're going to get out of this break, pay some bills. Next up, the last break, and we're out. It's Hot Rod Magazine Live. We'll be back in just a second.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Energy drinks laden with caffeine and sugar can hook kids on an unhealthy jolt and crash cycle. And some drinks, when taken in megadoses, can cause rapid heartbeat. Clearly, it's time for an alternative. We're giving away a one-month supply of Allo Boost, an all-natural energy supplement that provides all-day energy without the crash. Better, faster, and healthier Allo Boost is so confident that you'll have increased healthier energy that we're giving away an entire month's supply, and all you pay is $14.99 for shipping. Call 888-988-ALLO and receive a free one-month supply of Allo Boost, the better, healthier, and faster energy blast. Call 888-988-ALLOE, and we'll rush you a one-month supply free, all natural, all energy, all the time. So call now for your free one-month supply of Allo Boost Energy. That's 888-988-ALLO, 888-988-ALLOE.
I'm Dr. Kyle Smith with an energy quiz. Ask yourself, do you have so much going on in life that you wake up more tired and exhausted than before you went to sleep? Do you rely on artificial energy drinks, coffee, or sugar to give you a temporary boost of energy? Do you have trouble focusing on the task at hand or just plain remembering things? If this sounds like you, then what you need is an energy makeover with Focus Up, the delicious pure energy think drink formulated with energy-rich nutrients and natural botanicals. The natural ingredients in Focus Up help you feel energized for hours while improving focus, alertness, memory, and mood. And because Focus Up is a powder that you add to your favorite cold drink, it speeds absorption faster than a pill or capsule, so you feel the difference quickly. Focus Up helps turn your energy up whenever you need it. Here's how to order.
Try Focus Up now by calling 1-800-608-2856. Find out how you can get a box of Focus Up for free, but you must act now. That number is 1-800-608-2856. That's 1-800-608-2856 for Focus Up.
Welcome back to Hot Rod Magazine Live, brought to you by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Here's Dennis Pitzenbarger.
All right, I am back. I am still playing with my Craftsman lithium powered screwdriver. I'm going to take Al Moob's car apart. Hey, listen, thanks for coming on the program and coming on the stations and listening to us. I want to thank all our guests: Roger from ClassicCars.com, Antron Brown, driver of the Matco Tools Top Fuel Dragster. Of course, we had Bill Kim from NASCAR.com, Mike Finnegan from Hot Rod Magazine, and of course, Jim Satarossa from, I just love, that's a cool name, man.
It sounds like a fast Italian car.
Yeah, I know. Hey, welcome to the unveiling of the 2011 Satarossa. No, it was great. Hey, listen, if you want to, check us out on Facebook, Twitter. I'll make sure, and no, I'm not going to be doing, I was joking off air, I was going to be doing next week's Ustream.tv. I was going to do that in my underwear. I won't be doing that. If you have any questions, go ahead and email those to me. It's Dennis@HotRodMagazineLive.com. And I want to thank Al Moves for coming on the program. How you doing, buddy? Here's your chance right here. Ready? Go. All right, thanks for coming on. I appreciate that. If you want to check us out, sportsbyline.com is where you find your affiliates and, of course, the live feed. On behalf of all our sponsors and, of course, Craftsman Tools, it's trust in your hands. I'm Dennis Pitzenbarger. I'm signing off. We'll catch you next week.